Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We're here with winning head coach Tyler Forsey after his 28-18 win over the Clark County Indians. Coach, how different was the game from your game plan?
I don't know that it is really any different. You know, they came out and played tough defense like we expected them to, and, you know, we had a little trouble getting the ball moving and kind of completing our drives. You know, we'd have a nice play and our drives would stall, and again, hats off to them. You know, Coach Allen does a great job with his kids. His kids, they play their hearts out for him. I have a lot of respect for him and his program. You know, they play football the right way. They got kids just fired up to play football, and that's fun to watch. I hope the two kids that went down with injuries, I hope they're okay, and it's not a, you know, not a more of a bruise than a injury, I guess. But, you know, that's worst part of football right there is games have to stop for that reason.
Coach Forsey, did you expect their quarterback Wheeler to be the handful that he was as far
tackling? Yeah. I mean, and he made some spectacular plays. He's a dang good player. But yeah, no, I saw on film what he could do, and I'm assuming, is that Sam Wheeler's younger brother? Okay, I'm about to say, if that's the case, and he's got pretty good lineage there of athletes, because if that's his case, his older brother was a pretty good player too. So yeah, no, I knew he could throw the ball. You know, he's a very good athlete. You know, and number three, that kid ran the ball very well too. He's quick. You know, and I was pretty concerned with him too. And 22, you know, did a good job. You know, running between tackles. He's got a good thing going, man.
Coach Forsey, what'd you tell the Panthers in the locker room at halftime to get them focused for?
Well, that's basically what it was. I mean, there wasn't any yelling or screaming or anything like that. I mean, they want to win. They were doing their best. And, you know, we had to make a few adjustments offensively to kind of, you know, get our blocking and communicating on the same page. And defensively, just kind of shore up a few things. But, you know, we just had to do our thing, you know, and again, just kind of clean up what we were doing, and I knew we'd be more successful in the second half if we got that done.
Looked like you broke out Matty Robinson a bit this game. That was almost an early game changer.
Well,
with 1 yard.
You know, I wanted to get the pass game done, going a little bit more this week than what we have been. You know, we've worked on it all summer. We look good this summer. We just have not got it going the way I would have liked. So it was nice to get some big passes there on, you know, keep some drives going. And, you know, I got that one right before half, which would have been big.
One yard.
Yeah, it looked even closer than a yard, honestly. But I was hoping they'd give us a couple points just for getting close, but that's all right.
Yes, sir.
That's all right.
What's Centralia's record now, sir?
We are 5-1.
5-1, and what's next, sir?
We have homecoming versus Highland.
Thank you very much, Coach Tyler Forsey. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I appreciate all the fans coming. You know, it's kind of a long haul up here, but, you know, I always like coming up here because there's, you know, it just seems like a bunch of great people and good atmosphere, and I feel like our fans did a good job traveling, so it was nice to see the fans packed up.
Thank you, Coach Tyler Forsey.